This is 1320 WILS. I'm Michael Cohen. My next guest, born into one of India's most important political, intellectual, and academic families, her great-grandfather, a major ally of Mahatma Gandhi, and was crucial in securing India's freedom. Well, then she went on to work at the United Nations, where she discovered sexism, corruption, and diplomatic abuse practices. Her new book, Anti-Human Rights and Anti-Environmental Practices at the United Nations, Misused American Taxes. Pallavi Kakodi-McHugh with us here on WILS. Pallavi, great to have you here.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, what is that like when you grow up in this family in India? Were you basically a royal family there?
No, not royal family. It was just like a normal childhood. The difference was that one of the people whom I read about in my history books was my great-grandfather. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it was just a normal childhood.
Now, you live in Australia. How did you make your way out to Australia?
I left India to study environmental science in 2004. At that time, there wasn't any courses for environmental science in the typical university. So I looked up which was the most greenest country in the world at that time, and I had an environmental policy, and New Zealand was leading the world at that time. So I went to New Zealand to study, then I moved to Australia, then New York, then Australia, back.
Wow. You've been all over the world, and in Australia, that's your permanent home now then?
Yes. But a lot of my book is about United Nations, but I focus a lot about America because America pays the most money to United Nations. You pay around $610 million per year.
$610 million a year, that's what we pay. How much do other countries pay into the UN?
Canada pays 81 point, this year's budget was 81.1 million, I think.
Okay.
And other countries, United States used to pay 25% of the annual budget. Then they moved down to 22%.
Uh-huh.
Other countries, Western countries, a lot of the Western countries pay around 2% of the annual budget. Some countries pay 0.01% of the annual budget.
Well, okay. So, well, I'm sure they say they can't. I'm sure they claim they can't afford it. Tell me this, Pallavi. Now, you went and you worked at the UN. In what context? What were you doing there?
I was working in their legal affairs when I was a student in Macquarie in Australia while doing my double master's. But what I picked on is while I was invited by the United Nations University for a PhD in sustainability. And that's where I picked on things before, but what was my book had exposed something which nobody has exposed before, no whistleblower. It's about the systematic racial segregation towards Western countries while they've been funded by Western countries mainly.
Now, what do you mean, the systematic racial segregation? What's happening exactly at the UN?
Basically, they have these PhDs for sustainability. They are being funded by United States most of all. And they are choosing applicants repeatedly from non-Western countries that these people come from.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to name the countries, but they are systematically choosing countries which are not Western.
Not Western, but like when you say non-Western, what kind of countries are we talking about?
I mean, I'm talking European countries, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, United States. That's what I mean.
Okay.
And they're choosing countries from Southeast Asia, Asian subcontinental, the Muslim countries and Middle East, and Africa. But environmental problems is a global problem, and we need to find more and more innovative solutions for sustainable development.
Yeah.
And United Nations is funded by everyone, and fundamentally, mainly, by Western countries, and America pays the largest chunk.
So why are the non-Western scientists and so on, why are they getting preference?
It's biasness and racism, and I picked it up. I have a letter which is signed by, because I raised this issue, and they just wanted me to go away. So they tried to ignore me, so I went further up the food chain, and I said, I'm not going to go away till you investigate it. And they tried to cover it up, and I have a letter signed by one of the Assistant Secretary Generals of the United Nations giving me the names of the countries that are being selected, and you could see a repeated pattern that where academics, researchers of the nationals and residents of Western countries are not selected.
Okay, so it's actually a bias against Western countries, and you're saying white scientists and so on?
I'm saying racism towards nationals and residents of Western countries. I was repeatedly harassed to disclose what was my connection with Australia, Western countries. I sound like a Westerner to them. So my citizenship is Indian. My name is Indian. And I used to not take my husband's surname. My husband is from New Zealand.
So they were confused, but it sounds like they didn't know what to make of you then, huh?
Yeah, they tripped up, and they kept on repeatedly harassing me to disclose my Australian permanent residence. And according to United Nations human rights laws, that is discrimination and racism. Mm. So they were basically, all these years, they've been going around telling the world to practice human rights, and they do not practice human rights themselves. Right. And this is not the first time.
Yeah, okay. By the way, let me just know, we're talking to Pallavi Kakodi-McHugh. Her brand new book is Anti-Human Rights and Anti-Environmental Practices at the United Nations, Misused American Taxes. I'm curious to get your thoughts, though, on this obsession the U.N. seems to have with Israel specifically, because you talk about the corruption you've seen, the diplomatic abuse. How does that fit in, this kind of focus, hyper-focus they have on Israel specifically?
I wouldn't know how to comment on the Israel issue, please, so I'd rather not say it about that.
No, is that one thing. Go ahead. What is that?
Pardon?
No, you said you do know one thing. What is that?
That they have biasness towards some countries, and they're anti some countries. They're anti Australia. That's what I know for sure, because I've seen it a number of times. And they have this program called Young Professionals Program, and that is the way you enter the United Nations from the bottom up. You take that exam, you enter the roster, and you get selected. It's based on racial segregation. Some countries can apply to it, some countries cannot. Americans could not apply every year. Last year they could. But when it comes to taking money from America, they take it every year.
Okay, and we obviously... We don't get any, but here's my question, Pallavi. Why do you think the U.S. has been putting up with this kind of behavior at the U.N.?
It's whistleblowers do not get any protection, so they are scared to speak up. Most people and news... the media has covered it, I know, but the news changes, not enough attention. What UN does, the good things they do, it's all over, but the things they've lacked, what they failed, it's not mentioned. And it's the Secretary General who reports to the governments, the members of the United Nations. Sometimes, like the sexual abuse of children, by the time they have an independent panel and the recommendations, by the time the Secretary General reports to the countries, the language has changed, so it's diluted.
Interesting. They don't want to call, and they've got so many bad members, they don't want to call them out. Do you think, Pallavi, the U.S. should pull its funding from the U.N.?
Absolutely. And if you read my book, and not just my book, there are many other things going on there. If you read it, you'd be like, why the hell are we giving these people money? There are villains in there who are being covered up by diplomatic immunity and language. It's all about words. Like, for example, the Parsex Free General talks about UN values, justice, and equality. Right now, I pointed out two things where there's no equality. Americans are being screwed. Mm-hmm. Then justice. They just killed 10,000 people in Haiti in 2010-11. They repeatedly lied to the world that they didn't have an involvement. So New York Times came up with an internal report, and they showed it, and they were forced to say, yes, we played a role.
The book, check out, it's a brand new book, Anti-Human Rights and Anti-Environmental Practices at the United Nations, Misused American Taxes. It's Pallavi Kakoti McHugh, right here on 1320 WILS. Pallavi, it's been enlightening. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike. Bye.
And that is it for us. I'm Michael Cohen. Great to have you here on 1320 WILS. We will be right back here on Monday at 6 p.m. on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.